What does having to play out of the shotgun exclusively, what would that do to your run game?
We played a whole lot of different ways, and if any part of that question has anything to do with an injury question, you can take that to coach. Yeah, you can take that to coach.
Gymnast, and I didn't get a satisfactory answer. How is your offensive?
What's your expectations for this answer?
Let's see where we go. All right, yeah. How's your offensive line better in week five than it was in week one?
I think it's different. Guys get to know each other. I do think guys are getting better at certain aspects. Now, you can pull statistics out and show this and show that. I do feel like we are improving our play little by little up there as we move forward.
Something similar yesterday, he said he feels like the offense is close to a breakthrough. It's just a couple of small things holding you guys back. What are those things that have held you back?
We got to execute better.
I know it's boring, but we got to execute better. That could be how we run our routes. That could be how we communicate passing something off up front. That could be, you know, how our quarterback goes through his progressions. That could be running backs in pass pro. That could be a thousand things. You know, we scored some points early last week. We scored some points late last week. We had a nice kind of lull there in the second and third quarter that we have to eliminate. And at the end of the day, it's execution. It's avoiding the long yardage situations, be that negative plays or some sort of penalty. So we got to avoid those things and score more frequently.
The protection issues, how have those, you know, hamstrung your offense, and specifically the ability to get it downfield?
Well, protection is a funny thing. You know, whatever the sack number is, people tend to point at the O-line and say, boy, that's all on them. Certain aspects of the protection issues that we've had are on the offensive line, but there are certain aspects that are on every single other guy and position group on that field. And it's not obvious to the fan at home, but we've got to run routes better. We got to get the ball out faster. We do have to protect better up front, you know, and that's O-line, tight end, running back, whoever's involved in protection. So I think it's an offensive goal. It's really a pass game-oriented problem. And we've got to get it cleaned up and eliminate the problems, fix the problems.
Receivers, I mean, that does seem to be fairly apparent too, that sometimes they're not getting open.
It's our job to get a successful offense out there. So we're going to go draw up the best plays we can and play to our player strengths and try to do a better job of that. I've got to do a better job myself.
This year, Darren Fowles has played really well. I know they fill different roles in your offense, but do you have to adjust your play calling at all to go with the hot hand to get maybe Darren more involved?
I think I'm definitely aware of which one of those guys is in. Kind of affects the game a little bit from what different guys do well or have different strengths. Darren's playing well right now. Darren's playing well really consistently. We need to all sort of match that consistency and play well, play after play, day after day. And that's that position, that's different position. So, yeah, I'm aware of who's in and I'm aware of how we're doing. And sometimes we make adjustments as we go based on that.
After a long-standing issue with him, what can you do with him at this point to address that problem or to mitigate the issues?
Yeah, we work on catching the ball a lot. We talk about technique for catching the ball a lot. And some of it, you know, tends to be a little bit of a confidence issue sometimes. You catch one early, you get going, you're ready to roll. Sometimes you don't, and it gets a little tougher, gets a little different. So he's working after practice. He's working before practice. He's getting extra catches. I believe it's going to pay off for him as we move forward.
It looked like Theo started to perk up a little bit last week, get more involved. Do you see him getting more like he was last year and the year before?
Yeah, I don't think he's changed a bit. I don't think he's changed a bit. I mean, sometimes it's just a factor of how many times we're targeting him or, you know, maybe what plays I'm calling or maybe what play how the defense is defending him. Sometimes he gets somewhat double-teamed. But Theo hadn't changed a bit. Theo's a great player. When the ball gets to Theo Riddick, good things happen for our offense.
Pick stats all day, but your backs are getting stopped for no gain or loss in about a 30-year run plays. Is that more schematic execution? How disciplined are you at that point with that set?
It's been both. It's been execution, and it's occasionally been play calls. Sometimes I've called something into a really bad look, and the players have a really uphill time getting that thing started. But we got to execute a lot better in all facets. Could be a nice, simple combo block that we do a little bit better and get our runner started.
How did? What's your review of how Nick Valor played in that fullback role, and does that give you any more flexibility in short yardage spots?
Valor was good. Valor was good. I thought he had some productive blocks. He did his job. You know, we've sort of had a couple of guys play that role this year. It's been an interesting year from that standpoint. But Nick Valor did a nice job. Whatever we ask him to do, he seems to do a pretty good job with, and we'll sort of keep him coming.
Stop for no gain. It's just part of the run game, and you know, run into a brick wall until you break through. But what's an acceptable rate? I mean,
you'd have to check all the stats and stuff. I mean, we want zero. So how realistic that is, who knows? But we would like to get positive yards every run. We'd like to make four every run. That's the goal.
Jim Bob, the Saints defense has looked better in the last two games they played versus the first two. What do you think changed for them between those?
Yeah, they're playing faster. The guys are playing more confidently. You know, they spoke in the media a little bit about simplifying whatever they did there. I just see a group that's playing confident, playing fast, and really kind of, I think, executing what their probably coordinator wants them to do. So they seem to be playing faster, running around, making plays, making life tough on offenses.
Difference between no huddle and hurry up. You guys, I think, no huddle fast or more than anybody, but still like bottom half in terms of time to snap.
Yeah, hurry up is useful for a couple of reasons. One, if you really want to utilize tempo versus the defense, you want to, you know, something about keeping them from subbing or make them run more or whatever people do that for. That's one side of hurry up. The second side of hurry up is the clock's ticking down and we're playing sort of 2-minute football. Those are sort of different scenarios. I don't think it's beneficial to live in those scenarios, big picture, offensively, team-wise, all those things. But certainly, you know, all tempos are evaluated as possibilities if you think something's going to help you or maybe work a little better than the other one.
The line quicker. Just what's the value of him being up there with a lot of time on the play clock?
A lot more time for him to sort of see what's going on out there, look at the defense, maybe make adjustments, those type of things. You know, we've run our studies, and he's got more time at the line of scrimmage, which we think is valuable for Matthew Stafford.